From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The National Endowment for the Arts, it's the largest federal funder of the arts, it's embroiled in a controversy. And it all goes back to a conference call held in August. In that call, the NEA's Director of Communications urged artists to use their talents to help achieve some of President Obama's goals. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The conference call on August 10th was hosted by the NEA, the White House Office of Public Engagement, and United We Serve, President Obama's National Service Initiative. On the phone were artists, marketers, and consultants, many of whom worked on President Obama's campaign. Much of the conference call was devoted to explaining United We Serve. But when Yossi Sargent, the NEA's then Director of Communications, got on the line, his language was less informational and more like a call to action.
I would encourage you to pick something, whether it's healthcare, education, the environment. My ask would be to apply artistics, or you know, your artistic creative communities, utilities, and bring them to the table.
The conference call was recorded by Patrick Koryelsch, an LA-based artist, arts producer, and blogger.
For them to come to an art community and mention healthcare and talk to this group about healthcare. That's what I thought was unusual. At the time, in the beginning of August, it was the biggest debate on television.
Patrick Koryelsch has written extensively about the call, accusing the NEA of setting up a propaganda machine.
When you have the National Endowment for the Arts on the phone call, asking a group to address specific issues that are being debated, I absolutely have a problem with that.
The story has become a favorite of conservative commentator Glenn Beck. George Will wrote a column about it in The Washington Post, saying it's an example of the Obama administration's, in his words, lust to politicize everything. The NEA reassigned Yossi Sargent. In light of the controversy, the White House issued an advisory to federal agencies to take care to avoid even the appearance that politics played a part in the award of federal grants. Doug McLennan is editor of ArtsJournal.com.
I saw this and I went, oh no, this undoes years of work.
McLennan says this may take the NEA back to the 1980s and early 90s when it was giving federal funds to artists who were accused of producing offensive, inappropriate work.
So it's very problematic for the NEA to be seen as taking a political role.
During those culture wars, there was a call to eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts altogether. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.